Okay. Today is Daf Yud Dalid. We're in Gimel Amud Beis. I spoke to Rabbi Rosner. He's still not feeling well. He said he hopes to be back tomorrow. I had a little more time to prepare this Daf. Colby, we spoke during the day. We spoke a few times. I told him a certain siyata d'shmaya that I was able to give today, because today is Chav Ches Kislev. Today is the yahrzeit of the person I'm named after. His name is Menachem Mendel Ben Shmuel Tzvi. He was a soldier in the Israeli army, and he was killed in 1947 in the Gush Etzion block in an ambush on the fourth day of Hanukkah. So I was a little happy that I was able to say Shir Lili Nishmaso. And of course, the Shir is also sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Lili Nishmas Chavi's grandparents. I spoke to Avrumi, said it was okay to mention that and to have the Shir in both memories. Okay, so we start. We're at Amar Shmuel. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, last word in the line. Amar Shmuel. So we said yesterday there was a discussion whether or not we say Yesh Bila or Ein Bila. And Rav Shimon Shazuri held that we say that if we have a Pul HaMitri, then Rav Shimon Shazuri held that a Pul HaMitri, which is planted, and it takes root. If it takes root before Rosh Hashanah and part of it after Rosh Hashanah, you cannot take Meiser one for the other. So what do? You put it in a big pile. And then you, because he held the Yesh Bila. So, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Yossi Ben Kippar. The Halacha follows of Yossi Ben Kippar. Amar, who said, Mishim Shimon Shazuri. That said, the name of Shimon Shazuri, that we do say this concept of Yesh Bila. One second. So maskifla Rav Zeira, umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Wait a minute. Did Shmuel really say that we hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri that there's Yesh Bila? Va Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said la kol in Bila. There's no such thing as Bila. What's Bila? Bila again is where you make a pile and we assume that the proportions are going to be such that you'll be able to be toreim last year's amount for last year and this year's amount for this year. So Rav Shimon Shazuri said, you can do that. And Rav Shmuel held, you can't do that. Chutz min ayayin v'shemen, except for wine and oil, and Rashi says, possibly all liquids, because by liquids you can do such a thing, but not by solids. So, how could Shmuel say that halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri? He doesn't hold from Bila. He doesn't hold from that. So how can he hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri? How can he say that halacha is like Rav Shimon Shazuri? So the Gemara answers, Ishtam Tisei Ha D'Amar Shmuel. He forgot, Rav Zeira forgot, what Shmuel held, that HaKol L'Holech Achar Gemar Pri. Shmuel doesn't hold of the reason of Rav Shimon Shazuri, but he holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Shmuel held, unlike the previous Amid, that when it comes to kidneys only, there's no such rule that you can make a pile, have everything put into a big pile, and you can be, and Yesh Bila. He doesn't hold from that. He holds, when do you have to give Truma and Meiser? When it's a Gemar Pri? That's his definition of when you have to give Truma and Meiser. He doesn't agree with this issue of when it takes root. When it takes root, then you have an issue. It's going to take root before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, you could have problems. So how did Shimon Shazuri solve the problem? Bila. Shmuel says, I don't hold from Bila. However, I do hold that you can take Truma and Meiser in one shot, because it goes by Gemar Pri. So he holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri, but for different reasons. He holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri's bottom line. The bottom line is, you can put everything into a big pile and take off Truma and Meiser. Why? Rav Shimon Shazuri held because of Bila. Shmuel holds because of Gemar Pri. Rashi says, he does not know how Shmuel can argue on Tanoim. There are no Tana. Rashi says it at the bottom. He says, "Va'ani lo yadati manhu ahu Tana." Who is the Tana that Shmuel's hanging his hat on? We have not found any makar that says that by kidneyus the zman is anything other than when it took root. That was what we thought till yesterday. That was unanimous. When do you have to give Truma and Meiser from kidneyus? The answer is when it takes root. And Shmuel comes along and says, no, it's when it's Gemar Pri. Where'd that come from?
Now, Rav Shmuel He holds the bila only on the drabonim.
Yeah.
Not talking about the rice.
Right. We're talking about kidneys. Right. Okay, we're talking about kidneys. Right. Not for grape. Right. All this doesn't apply to all that.
Okay.
But Rav Shimon Shazuri was understanding that why are you making this pile? You're making this pile to solve the problem of how you're going to give tshuva for different years when it took root at different times. Took root before, took root after. How do you solve that problem? Shmuel said it's not a problem. It goes by when it's ready. It's still ready at the same time. It's all ready together. So the only issue is, Rashi says, where did Shmuel get that from? Shmuel can't argue on Tanoim. I mean, there's one place that says Shmuel is like a Tana for first generation Amora. We don't want to say that. So the Peshua says it could be that Shmuel is holding like what we said yesterday, that we had a pasuk from Bahar that the Gemar Pri is after a third. Right? So the Peshua says, well, why should that be different from Kitnius? Why should that be different? It's all the same time frame governs all things. All things that grow from the ground. Why should you split up now Kitnius and fruits and vegetables? Why should it be different? That's what the Peshua suggests. How Shmuel could have someone to hang his hat on, a Tana, not to be a problem. So Shmuel holds, he doesn't hold from Bila. He also doesn't hold that Shmita, that the time is when it takes root. He disagrees on both counts, but it ends up that he happens to hold, like Rav Shimon Shazuri's bottom line. That happens to be true. So it's very interesting. The Rambam says something fascinating. He says in Hilchus Meiser Sheni, in Bechukas Meiser Sheni, Perak Aleph, Halacha Ches, he says something which is totally contradictory. He says, Ha'orez, V'hadochen, V'hapigin, right, the rice and the poppy, V'hashumshir, the sesame, Afal pi, Shehishrishu, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, even if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, Ein holchen behem el achar gemar pri, U'mitasri lahaba. It only goes by the Gemara Pri, meaning the Rambam's paskening like Shmuel. We don't care about when it took root, we care about Gemara Pri. Then he says, V'chein, pola mitzri, afal pi, shemiksatzeh hirshush osnei Rosh Hashanah, u'miksatzeh la'acha Rosh Hashanah, even though it took root at different times, sabru grono l'socho, you put it in a big pile, v'toreim u'maiser min ha'kol ke'echor, and you take off maiser at one shot. So of course, the Rambam immediately points out, he's holding like both of them. When it comes to all grains, he holds like Shmuel. And when it comes to Pola Mitzri, he holds like Shimon Shazuri. Just put in a big pile. So the Ravid says, either you're holding one or the other. What's going on here? As usual, the Ravid doesn't answer it. He just leaves it with a question. It's not one of those stinking Ravids. It just asks the question. But the Kesef Mishnah suggests that maybe the Rambam was not sure what if Pola Mitzri was. Maybe Pola Mitzri might be different. That he was Mesupik about the Metzias of Pola Mitzri. And therefore, to cover all bases, he said maybe we should, regarding the Polamitri, we should like Rav Shimon Shazuri. That does go by when it got, when it, the only one that Rav Shimon Shazuri mentions is the Polamitri. That's the only one he singles out. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests maybe the rabbi was Mesupik exactly what the Mitzvah is of Polamitri, and that's why he has that dichotomy, but he really holds, like Shmuel goes by Gemara Pri. Okay. Fine. That answer is the Radvaz. That the Radvaz gives that answer for. The Kesef Mishnah, it's a very long Kesef Mishnah there, and a whole, trying to explain this Rambam, but the Radvaz is much more simple. Okay. From Dalet Amud Aleph, top line. Utzricha. And Shmuel had to say all three things. What three things did Shmuel say? First of all, he said he doesn't hold from Bila, except by wine and oil, by liquids. Second of all, Rashi points out, he said that the halacha is like a Shimon Shazuri, but for different reasons. And the third thing he said was that you go after the Gemara Pri. That's his opinion. So now the Gemara says he had to specify all three of these issues. All three of these issues he had to specify specifically and say them. Why? D'yashmin halacha k'rav Shimon Shazuri. If he only would have said the halacha is like a Shimon Shazuri, that's very misleading. Have, I mean, I would have thought Rishon D'Kesavri Yesh Bila, because he held of Rav Shimon Shazuri's reasoning, and he absolutely does not. Kamash Malan, Lakol Ain Bila. That's why he had to say there is no such. I don't agree that there's such a thing as Bila by solids. He had to say that. Otherwise, we'd miss again. Shmuel and Rav Shimon Shazuri have the same bottom line, but they have different roads to get there. Shmuel does not hold of Bila. He does not hold of when it takes root. So why did he have to specify? So the Gemara says, obviously, if he would only would have said, I hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri, we wouldn't know what he holds. We would be totally in the dark. He had to go out and say, and I also hold that ain bila. V'iyash me'inan l'kol ain bila. If I would have just said, if Shmuel just would have said ain bila, hava mina, we would have thought kerabanan sivirale, that he held like the rabbanon, that he held like the rabbanon regarding the zman of shrusha. He doesn't hold that either. The salt sivirale kamash malan alacha ker Shimon Shazuri. He holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri, but the bottom line is you can make one pile and take off everything in one pile. He holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri in that regard for different reasons. The Iyash Mi'inan Hani Tarti, if only those two would have been mentioned, if Shmuel would have said only those two, and he would have left out the one about, which one would he have left out? Right?
The one about the
shop. The one about the, right. Havamina, I would have thought, Kasha Shmuel Ad Shmuel. The Shmuel's inconsistent. Shmuel's inconsistent, right? Because first of all, he holds that there's Ein Bila, and then he holds that what does he hold? Rashi says that he holds like Rav Shimon and that there's Ein Bila. So that's a contradiction. You can't hold like Rav Shimon and hold Ein Bila. That can't be. Kamash Malan, Hakoholek Acha Gemar Pri. That's why he had to also say, and by the way, I don't even hold of Rav Shimon Shazuri's definition of when something is ready to give off Meiser. Okay. It's not as hard as it sounds. Just a lot of factors going on. It's not such a hard. It's not so difficult. We almost had two dots. V'yash me'inan ha'kohol l'chacha gemar pri. And if he would have said that I hold that everything follows the gemar pri, that's when you determine when something has to give it truma to ma'isris. If he would have only said that, havamina, I would have thought afil tfu v'zei tsunami. Like Marcel said, even by tfu also, why not? Kamash malan halacha k'rav Shimon Shazuri. That's why he said halacha k'rav Shimon Shazuri. We don't have these rules by doraisa fruit, only by derabanan. The whole issue only comes up by derabanan. The b'mai depali glash. Okay, fine. But the b'mai depali. They're only arguing over here. They're not arguing by doraisas. V'lash me'inan hani tarti. So the truth is, the Gemara says that we only could have Shmuel only would have had to have mentioned two of these issues. He only had to have mentioned that he holds the Holocaust of Shimon Shazuri and that he holds Gemar Pri. Lakol ain Bila Lomali. Why did he have to go out of his way and say, I also don't hold of Bila? If you have the other two, you have it all. Even though that's not necessarily true, that's what the Gemara is assuming. So the Gemara answers, HaKamash Milan, Dulayayin Vashem, and Yesh Bila. That for one other is, he only argues on that by salads, not by liquids. What?
Yeah, I mean, what was the Havmina?
I don't know. It's very difficult to Havmina. I know. No, because maybe you could have gotten the same bottom line.
Wait, what two things?
The Shimon Shazuri, and that we don't hold of Gemar. And he holds of Gemar Pri.
How would you know the whole thing?
I don't know. You wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that. I know it's very difficult to have him in here. Okay, next. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Gluli Omer, Ba'aspecha migarncha umiyakvecha. It said, yeah, we had this pasuk yesterday. This pasuk says, when you gather the leftovers of the threshing floor and the leftovers of the wine vat, then you'll have the yontif of sukkis. And we also learned that that's what you should use for schach. Use the leftovers of, fine. So the Gemara says, what we're doing now is, even though we said yesterday that we wanted to know, how do you know that you have to give off trumas and ma'aser. It's a new topic. How do you know you have to give off trumas and ma'aser when it reaches a third? How do you know that's the quote-unquote gemar pri? Before that, it's not, you don't have to give yet, and now you do. How do you know that? So we had a pasuk from Bahar about the third year you'll have bracha, and you won't have a shmita issue. That was the pasuk. Now, Rashi explains, the Gemara wants to know, what's the source that by fruit, it goes by chanata, which means when it starts to blossom, when it starts to sprout, and by vegetables, it's when you pick it. How do you know that? Now, even though we said yesterday that most of this is older Rabbanon, it's just Rashi says it's just an asmachta. Just an asmachta, because midaraisa, there is no maisa on truma on these things. Midarabbanon, there is, so just an asmachta. So how do you know? How do you know? So Tanya, Rosh HaGluli Omer, Ba'aspecha migarncha umiyakvecha. Now these leftovers that are on the floor there in the silo, these leftovers are already cut. They're already cut. So the Gemara says, Ma Gorin V'yekev, just like the leftovers that are lying on the floor after you've harvested everything, those leftovers, miyuchadin, they're special in the sense that shegedilin al mei shana sheavra, they have taken root, they have sprouted, they have grown from rain and water that already fell. This water already fell, right? And it fell, and therefore it was able to grow, and therefore here they are on the floor. So in such a case, umis asherin l'shana sheavra, and you give miser from these items that have already fallen, right? In other words, right now on Erev Sukkos, I have over here on the floor all this psolus, all this refuse. It grew. How did this get here? It grew because it rained, and the rain allowed it to grow. And therefore, now that it's finished and it's cut, I have to give miser from over the previous year. We're going to say vegetables is different. Vegetables is different. Therefore, the time we have to give of truas and miser from fruit is when they blossom. Because that is, Rashi explains, that when trees, mostly talking about trees, when it rains, the tree swells up, the sap inside swells up, and it causes the fruit to grow. And therefore, the fact that it rained during that time, that is what is mechayev, the miser, at the time of the blossoming. Because it all happens together. And Rashi is going to say that by vegetable it's not true, because a vegetable, if you cut it off in the middle, it'll regrow, and fruit won't. Cut off a fruit in the middle, it's not going to regrow. You have to wait until next season. Vegetables, it doesn't happen like that. Vegetables, you cut it off, it'll regrow itself. So
even though the fee of miser didn't come on until the following year, you give it based on the year before?
Exactly. That's why the time when you have to give truma and miser for fruit is when it blossoms. Because the blossoming is all that leading up to the blossoming is always very, very, very special.
Grain also, right.
The only thing not is vegetables. Because vegetables don't necessarily grow in that kind of way. Because if you cut off a vegetable in the middle of the year, it'll regrow itself. So you see that there's a future to the vegetables. There's no future to the fruit. You cut off a fruit when it's an eighth growing, you'll kill it. It won't regrow itself that season. You have to wait for the winter for everything to die, and next spring it'll happen again. But it doesn't happen by vegetables. So you can see that there's a difference between them, and that difference is reflected in when you have to give miser. By fruit, it's when it blossoms, and by vegetables, it's when you pick it. Because as long as you didn't pick the vegetable, it's still growing, and there's still something going on. By fruit, it's over. We're gonna have rov mayim. That's why Tu B'Shvat's the cutoff. That's the majority of the winter, the majority of the rainy season. Once the majority of the rainy season has passed, it's already blossomed. By vegetables, you don't say that. By vegetables, it has to go when you pick it. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So, afkal, so to all fruits, shegedilim al meishana she'avra, it grew and it blossomed because of rains up to this point. Therefore, misasrin l'shana she'avra, you have to give meiser on the previous year. What that means is that the meiser kicks in when the time it blossoms. Even though you didn't pick it. Yatsu yurakos, vegetables are different. Why? Shegedilin al mei shana haba. Because vegetables grow and nourish from future rain also. They keep on nourishing. Rashi says, you cut it off, it'll regrow itself. Doesn't happen by fruit. You never thought about that. Doesn't happen, it only happens by vegetables. It was therefore, it was asrin al shana haba. Therefore, when do you have to give miser? Not when it's growing, only when I pick it. Because as long as it's on the ground, it's still nourishing, it's still considered, so to speak, growing. Therefore, the ma'aser chiyuv doesn't kick in until I actually pick it off the tree, or off the ground, out of the ground. Fine. Rabbi Akiva said something almost the same, very slight difference, almost the same. He says, "Biyasbecha migarcha umiyakvecha," same pasuk. He says, "Ma gorin v'yekev miyuchadim," just like gorin and yekev are special, right? The refuse of the isle of the wine and the wheat, shegedilin al rov mayim, they grow on rov mayim. Meaning, Rashi says, that means rainwater. Fruits are nourished primarily from rainwater. It's very hard. I don't know if orchards are irrigated. I think they just rely on rain. It's enough. So the rainwater is enough. However, umis asrin l'shana she'avra. Therefore, Again, same story. Since the rainwater is what helps the fruit grow, helps it blossom, therefore the chiyuv of ma'aser kicks in when it blossoms. Af kol shegadil on rov mayim. So too, all fruits are the same story. They grow on rov ma'aser. They grow on rov water, and therefore since it grows on rainwater, when the rainwater is helps the fruit grow, at that moment, that's what you have to give ma'aser. That's how it blossoms. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? No? Why not? Okay. Yatsu yirakos, but vegetables are different. Vegetables are different. Why are vegetables different? Shegedil in al kol mayim. Because vegetables, Rashi explains, kol mayim here means rainwater, irrigation, canals. You'll do a lot more things because vegetables continue to grow and continue to get nourishment even after they, so to speak, blossom. And the raya is that if you cut it off, it'll regrow itself. So therefore, the only time, the proper time for ma'aser by vegetables is when you pull it off. Because until that point, it's still growing. Okay, I think that makes sense.
Therefore, it was asked in Shana Haba.
So then, my benayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili? They both said almost the same exact thing. The difference was that Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that vegetables is gedilut shegedilin al mei shana haba, and Rabbi Akiva said it's gedilin al rov mayim. What's the difference between the two? So amar vavahu betzalim hasrisin. If you have onions that are a sris, right? A sris means you can't have any children. It's like some kind of barren type of onion. It's a certain kind of onion, or upul hamitzri, or the pul hamitzri, and ikubinayu. That's the difference. What's going on? So, in order to understand this, Rashi has two versions of what's going on. The first version, I think, is a lot easier to understand. It's a lot shorter. That big Rashi is all the second version, except for the first two lines. So we'll do the first version. He says as follows. There's a Mishnah that says, Betzalim hasrisin, if you have these onions, or pul hamitzri, or the pul hamitzri, shemona mehem mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. And you deprived it of water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why'd you do that? Because you wanted it to be hard. Whatever reason you did that. So you have taken this vegetable and you made it into a fruit, basically, because you've deprived it of more water to let the growth continue. So would it have the din of a fruit or the din of a vegetable? That's the machalokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds al rov mayim, this is a simple way to understand it, Rabbi Akiva says it goes by rov mayim, therefore, just because you did a crazy thing and you withheld it, that change, you can't change it. In other words, it goes by the category. The category is it's a vegetable. You treat it like a fruit. Okay, so you got issues. That doesn't mean that you're gonna treat the ma'aser as if it was a fruit and it goes by blossoming. Absolutely not. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, yes, you treated it like a fruit. You withheld water, like you wouldn't do that to other vegetables. For whatever reason, you withheld the water. Therefore, it's a din of a fruit, and the ma'aser would kick in from chanata, from blossoming. That's the simple way of understanding this machlokas. So, Shemona mei mayim shoshin remolfnei Rosh Hashanah. So, mis'asrin l'sha'avar. You take off ma'aser from last year, meaning from when it blossoms. This is the unanimous Mishnah. Umutar mishviyas. And it's mutar next year. Why? Why is it mutar next year, shemitah year? Because I took off ma'aser now. It grew now. So Rashi explains, this Mishnah only fits in with the Rosh Aglili. Because according to Rekiv, it's not true. It's a vegetable. You withheld water, it's a big deal. Doesn't make a difference. Vegetables are vegetables. Vegetables grow when you pick it. Even if you treat it like a fruit. And if not, asur mishviyas, it becomes asur in shmita. Meaning, if you didn't withhold the water, and you picked it in the shmita year, it has been a shmita. And the ma'aser kick in on the year that you pick it, the following year. There is no ma'aser on shmita year, but it just means, if it would not be a shmita year, all the ma'aser would kick in from the following year. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't describe to that, and Rabbi Yosef really does. That's the first version of Rashi. That's a simple pshat. Okay, a brand new topic. Everyone can come back. It was very difficult, but everyone can come back. It's not. It's easy now. There's a lot of nice story now. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, it's good stuff. Okay. The Mishnah said that Be'echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. On the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for the new trees. Meaning what? Meaning, we spoke about this before we started, even though Shemitah starts from Rosh Hashanah, everyone holds that,
Shemitah starts from Rosh Hashanah. The only thing that Tu B'Shvat does, according to Beis Shammai, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. The only thing that does is that is when, that's the cutoff for the year for Meiser. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with Shemitah or Orla. It's just for Meiser. That's the cutoff. Orla might, but for Shemitah for sure not. So even though, I mean, it has no nafkamina. Just because you can't work a field on Shemitah, that's unrelated to when you have to give Meiser. There's no Meiser doing Shemitah anyway, so it's irrelevant. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah of the trees means. Here it's Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's the time when when does the year start for Catholic a tree when you have to give Meiser? Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. Okay. My timer. Where did you get Tu B'Shvat? Where did you get these dates from? What's wrong with Rosh Hashanah? You have to come up with Shvat. Where'd that come from? So Amar of Elazar, Amar of Oshia, Ho'il v'yatzu rov gishmei shana. Because by Tu B'Shvat, right, it's a machlokas, whether this answer is on Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai or just Beit Hillel. If it's Beit Shammai, it's hard. Tu B'Shvat is when rove of the rainy season has already happened. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the rainy season starts on Zayin Cheshvan. So Tu B'Shvat is less than 3 months later. It's like 2.5 months. And it ends sometime in Adar. So you have rove of the rainy season before Tu B'Shvat. If you hold Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you really don't. So some say, even according to Beis Shammai, even though it might not be rove, literally rove, it's pretty much rove, or it's a half at least. So either way, it's fine. And at that point, so therefore, as we said before, fruit are determined when they are blossomed, and that is determined by how much rainwater they get, how much sap swells up in the tree to nourish the fruit. So by Tu B'Shvat, that's already rove. That's the cutoff. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, "Vadayin rov tekufa mibachot," but the majority of the winter still hadn't happened yet, because the winter doesn't end till sometime in Nisan. The winter ends later than the actual rainy season. So the Gemara says that makes my kamar. So what are you telling me? That in other words, if there's still winter, so why? Who cares? Does it go by rain? Or does it go by winter? So the Gemara says, "Nahachikom." This is what I meant to say. Afal pisha rov tekufa mibachot. Even though there's still more winter to come, nevertheless. Since most of the rain has fallen, that's the cutoff. The cutoff is Tu B'Shvat.
The season is still by the solar calendar.
Right.
And we're setting the dates by the lunar calendar. It's not going to be Tu B'Shvat. It's not going to be the same time in the rainy season.
Right.
Every year.
Well, isn't that why in Eretz Yisrael, in America, we say Vitei Talamot are based on the solar calendar, and in Eretz Yisrael they say it based on the lunar. Right, they start on Zayin Cheshvan, and we start on December 4th. Right, so that could be a month apart sometimes, is when Zayin Cheshvan falls out.
No, but the lunar calendar is also adjusted according
to... It's adjusted only... The lunar calendar is adjusted to the solar calendar only for Pesach. Otherwise, we don't care. It's only adjusted so that Pesach always falls out in the spring.
Yeah,
otherwise, Pesach should be middle of the winter. What?
But it's Kufas Hashem is always the same.
No, but what he's saying is a very good point. Zayin Cheshvan could fall out in the middle of September, could fall out in the middle of October. Yeah. It can't fall out in the middle of September, it could fall out in the end of September. And it could fall out in the end of October. It could even fall out in November.
That's why
and December 4th is always December 4th.
That's why you go according to Tu B'Shvat and not Aleph.
No, so what? He's saying an extra 2 weeks. No, that's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Say on average,
right, or you can say the Chum didn't care. In other words, that's the cut. That's the theoretical cutoff, and that's the cutoff that we're using is Tu B'Shvat. Even if it could be in January, it could be in February. Right. Okay. But the rest of the daf is a story. Okay, it's not such an easy story. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva. There was a story with Rabbi Akiva. Shelikate Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat. He took an Esrog. He picked an Esrog off a tree on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Okay, now, we said before that according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the cutoff for Meiser, and according to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Akiva did what? It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And, as we're going to explain, it was, according to Beis Shammai, it was year 2 going into year 3. So in year 2, you give Meiser Sheni. In year 3, you give Meiser Oni. So it was year 2 going into year 3. And what Beis Shammai did, and what Rabbi Akiva did was, V'noig b'shnei Isurin. He gave Meiser twice. He gave Meiser Sheni, and he gave Meiser Ani. Because he wasn't sure, am I still in year 2, according to Beis Hillel? or now did I go into year three according to Beis Shammai? So we're going to have a discussion about like what did he do here. But Papashtas, he gave Meister twice. How did he give Meister twice? You're not supposed to give Meister twice. So some say what he did was, he gave off Meister Sheni, redeemed it, used the same money, not to give Meister Oni. So he was doing both. He was doing both. He was being machmer like both of them, which generally we say is a problem. So we're going to get to that. Echad kedivir beis Shammai, v'echad kedivir beis Hillel. He held like both. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Omer, no, that's not what Beis Shammai's problem was. That's not what Rabbi Akiva's issue was. It wasn't that he didn't know who to hold like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. No. Omer, he said, lo minig Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel nagba. This whole discussion has nothing to do with Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Rather, Ella, minig Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar nagba. No, he didn't know who to hold like regarding Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Elazar. That was his issue. He for sure held like Beis Hillel. Right? What was the issue? Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Esrog shavu le'ilon begimel drachim. An esrog is like a tree in three ways. It's like a tree in three ways. Uliyarek bederech echad. And it's like a vegetable in one way. How is it like a tree? Shavu le'ilon begimel drachim. It's like a tree in three ways. L'arla. Because that's the it's treated like arla, like all fruit. L'ravai. It's treated like Ravai. Ravai is the fourth year, which you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or redeem it and take the money there. And Lishvias. It's like a fruit regarding Shemitah. Like that's and Ulyarik Bederech Echad. It's like a vegetable in one way. What's the one way? Shebashas Likitaso Isuro. That, like all vegetables, the Meister kicks in when you pick it. Why should that be? Because Esrogim are a very unique fruit. They stay on the tree from year to year. So that what we said before about fruit, about being nourished, doesn't apply to an esrog. An esrog is like a vegetable in that sense. It stays on the tree for a very, very long time, keeps on getting nourished, so that's what he holds, like a vegetable. And, Divri Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Esrog shavu l'ilon l'chol dav, it's like a tree in all respects. Therefore, when does the maitre kick in? Chanata, when it blossoms. So Rabbi Akiva is standing on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he picks the esrog off a tree. He says, but now what do I do? Is it a vegetable or is it a fruit? So he did both. He did both. Now, even if he did both, he obviously held like Beis Shammai, because it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. If he held like Beis Hillel, what's the issue? So the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes. So either he didn't know who to hold like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, or he didn't know who to hold like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. Two unrelated machlokas in, he didn't know who to hold like. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. According to the man de Amar who said, and the Ritva asks a bomb question about this, but according to the one who holds that Tanakhama said, he was arguing in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He didn't know who to hold like. Right? He was held like both. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He treated Beis Shammai's opinion as valid, and he treated Beis Hillel's as valid. He took off Meister Oni, because according to Beis Shammai it was year three, and he took off Meister Sheni, because according to Beis Hillel it was year two. So wait a minute. Umi Avdiran Kitre Chumre. Can you do both Chumras? Can't do two Chumras. For Tanya, La'ol Halacha Kedivir Beis Hillel. The Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Varotze Lazat Kedivir Beis Shammai Ose. Want to hold like Beis Shammai? You can do that too. Rashi explains that this line is before the Baskel. Before the Baskel came out, you could do whatever you wanted. That's what this line, the second line is referring to before the Baskel. But once the Baskel came out, you have to hold like Beis Hillel. But before the Baskel, you want to hold like Beis Shammai, fine. Kedivir Beis Hillel, also. You want to hold like Beis Hillel, so it's also fine. Mikule Beis Shammai, u'mekule Beis Hillel. You hold like both kulas, Russia. Then you're a Russia. Why are you a Russia? So Rashi explains, you know why you're a Russia? You're a Russia because you're holding like both of them with kula in the same machlokas. If it's the same machlokas, then you can't hold like both of them with kula. For example, Rashi says, that his example as follows. If there's a dead body in a house, the entire house becomes ohel. You walk into that, you don't touch the body. You just walk in the same room, you become tame. That's a din of ohel. What if the body's missing some pieces? The body's missing some pieces, it's not a full body. So then it's not a body. If it's not a body, it doesn't matame the whole house via ohel. How much of the body has to be missing? So it's a machlokas. Beis Shammai says two bones. And Beis Hillel says one bone. So who's Machmir here? Who's Machmir here?
Beis Hillel.
Beis Hillel, right? Because Beis Shammai says if you have only one, Beis Shammai's Machmir. Because Beis Shammai says if you have one bone missing, it's still matame the whole house. Beis Hillel says if you have one bone missing, that's you're home free. They have the exact same machlokas regarding a trefa. You slaughter an animal, and you find one bone missing in the spine, one bone missing. So Beis Hillel says it's a trefa. And Beis Hillel's more machmer. Beis Shammai says you have to have two bones missing. You have one bone missing, it's okay. Because I hold one bone missing in the house, so each one is machmer and makel. So you can't hold like the two coolers over there. Right? You walk into a house with one bone missing in the I'm tar, I hold like Beis Shammai. Then regarding the animal, you hold the other cooler. It's the same machlokes. You do that, you're a Rasha. You want to hold like cooler Beis Hillel over there in left field, another cooler, that's not a Rasha. Rashi says, because you work out the svaris, and you agree with the svaris of Beis Hillel, and over there you agree with Beis Shammai. That's okay. But if it's the same issue, then you can't do that. Then you're a Rasha. Mechumer Beis Shammai u'mechumer Beis Hillel, if you hold like everybody's chumras, I love Hakas of Omer, so what does the Torah say about, what does the Pasuk say about you then? Haksil b'choshech holech. You're walking in darkness. What's the guy doing? Hold like only chumras. Why are you doing that? And again, even though you find these people, you can find even in the Gemara, people will machmer on themselves, but they would never machmer on themselves if it was internally inconsistent. That nobody does. That's a fool. That's a foolish thing to do. So, Ella, Ike Beis Shammai b'kol u'tein u'b'cham u'wehen, either you hold like Beis Shammai, take the kulos along with the chumras, or Ike Beis Hillel b'kulein u'b'chum u'wehen. Or you hold like Beis Hillel, and you take the kulos along with the chumras. Now, what about Rabbi Akiva? What about Rabbi Akiva? You hold like both? So, Rabbi Akiva, Gemariyeh istapik lei, he had a tradition to hold like Beis Hillel. According to almost everybody, but Rabbi Akiva knew that the Baskol said Allah is like Beis Hillel. What was his issue? His issue was V'lo yada I Beis Hillel b'echad b'shvat I b'tu b'shvat. He didn't know what Beis Hillel said. I know we hold like Beis Hillel, but I don't know what he said. I don't remember. Did Beis Hillel say tu b'shvat, or did Beis Hillel say echad b'shvat? I don't know. Therefore, I'm holding like both. Forget Beis Shammai. Not in the picture. I don't know what Beis Hillel said. Rashi says. Then Rabbi Akiva was not a fool. Right, this is the case of the same machlokas. The same machlokas. When is the cutoff? So you can't hold like both. It's internally inconsistent. So Rabbi Akiva was not a fool. Why was he not a fool? Because he didn't know what to hold. He didn't know what to do. The Ritva says, if you do that, you're still a fool. Go learn. Go ask somebody. So the Chazanish says, Rabbi Akiva don't want to ask. He's the God of Allah. Who's he supposed to ask? If he doesn't know, who knows? So he wasn't a fool for that reason. He didn't know what to do. There's no one better than him. There's no one he could learn from. He's Rabbi Akiva. So he didn't know what to do. He had to hold like both. So he wasn't a fool for that reason. So the Turi Evan says that Rabbi Akiva held like we had in the Gemara of Yeshua. We don't hold from Baskels. I don't hold from Baskels. So not necessarily true that Allah is like Beis Hillel. So in that case, he was not a fool. He was not a fool because he doesn't know who to hold like. So he was doing both, and for whatever reason, that wasn't considered a foolish thing. He wasn't holding like two chumras that are inconsistent. So, what?
He was comparing Elijah Ben Azariah with Rabbi Gamliel. He had other people. He wasn't.
I guess he's considered the top man, no? Right? Don't we say that Rameir is Stam Mishnah, and this one Stam Tosefta, and this one Stam Brisa, this one Stam right Sifra, this one Stam Sifri, and the Gemara says V'kulam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learned it all. So he was all our Torah starts with Rabbi Akiva.
He can consult with people. It's like a
Shlomo Zalman had a rally. No, but the point is that even if you consult with them, the point is that if you say I don't know what to do, therefore I'm going to do every chumrah in the book because I don't know what to do. You can't have that attitude. You got to go learn. So maybe Rabbi Akiva had no one to learn. Okay. So. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lo Minig Beis Shammai, Lo Minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba, El Minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar Nagba. The issue was that forget Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. He knew Beis Hillel. The only issue was: is it esrog of fruit or a vegetable? Was the esrog of fruit or a vegetable? So the Gemara said that's why he did both. So the Ritva asked, isn't that a fool? We only asked about Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What about this? He's holding it was a fruit, he's also holding it was a vegetable. It can't be both. So the Ritva tries to squeeze, the Ritva says it could be, maybe it was both, because since there's two Meisers here, he could have held maybe that regarding Meiser Shani, it was one, regarding Meiser Ani, it was another. Difficult answer. I think it's a very good question. How come it's not a problem of him holding like both by these two people? Forget Beisil Beishamai, but Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar. I think that's a good question. That's a Ritva's question. Anyway, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. If he held that it was, if we were talking about a case of Echad B'Shvat, then Ki Beishamai Nagva. He was holding like Beishamai. Fine, he didn't know if it's a fruit or a vegetable. But still, the story happened on Echad B'Shvat. If it's Echad B'Shvat, then it means he's holding like Beishamai. So how can that be? So Amarav Chanina of Itam of Chinina, Hacha Chananya, Hacha Be'esrog, Shechanto Pirosav, Kodem to B'Shvat, the Idach Shvat Askinan. We're talking about, no. He's standing now, and he picked it last Tu B'Shvat. I'm sorry, it took root last Tu B'Shvat. Let's say, Tafshin Samach Zay, let's say 5766 began the third year. Tu B'Shvat of 5766 began the third year. He's now on the Rosh Chodesh Shvat of 5767. And he picks it right now. But it took root to Tu B'Shvat of 5766. So it's a year later. So now he's not holding like B'Shamai. He's holding like Beis Hillel. It already took root. The only question is it a fruit or a vegetable? And so what are you picking? Out of all days to pick, why are you picking Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So the Gemara is going to say, that's when the story happened. And Echonami, it could happen in Kislev, it'll make a difference. It's from last year. So that's not a problem. He's not holding like B'Shamai at all. So it's been sitting in his house. It took root a year ago. The question is, he picked it right now. So the third year didn't start right now. He doesn't hold like B'Shamai at all. That's what the Gemara says. He really, with the same din would have been no matter when he picked it. But it happens to be, as Ari said, it was a Ma'aseh Shehaya. That's the day that he happened to have picked it. It has no halachic significance because it took root the year before. So the Chanata was in year two, and the picking is in year three. Is it a fruit or a vegetable? He didn't know what to do. So he did both. Ravina Amar, Ravina has two more lines. Ravina Amar, Kroch Vitani. Just say the following. Add on, Kroch, double up and say the following. Lo Echad B'Shvat Hoya. No, it didn't happen on Echad B'Shvat. El Tu B'Shvat Hoya. The whole thing happened on Tu B'Shvat. So that's not a question. V'lo Minag Beishamim Beis Hillel Nagba, El Minag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar Nagba. That was the issue. He didn't know who to hold like. And just one more line. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hashad the Amar Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Achaluki Tasla Misuro. Since Rabbi Gamliel holds that Esrog is treated like a vegetable and it goes when you pick, then if that's true, then Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. It's not a fruit according to him. It's a total vegetable. And then we're going to ask a question on that. Is that really true? Okay. Stop here. Everyone have a Freilich and Hanukkah.
Well, I know Chasim Tovim Brochata, I don't know, I got Chasim Tovim on my soil. Amen.